Road.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 202 of the Stall It podcast. How are you all keeping? Joe McGuckin's here.
Back in the building.
No more Zoom calls.
Thank God. Or
people cooking food behind them and doors swinging open randomly.
And it was weird.
Drain pipes that had shite in them.
Drain pipes?
Or the pipes on the walls in the first place just
oh,
had
yeah,
poo in them.
Drippy, pissy pipes.
Yeah, there was poo in them. Like
it was bleak.
All we have is a screen behind you now and back to basics. Yeah, get the fucking finger out and tell them all how you're keeping.
I'm keeping good. I'm glad to be back. I'm still a bit jet lagged though, but I'm happy to be fucking out of that kip.
Key ring, fridge magnet, nothing.
I have something for you, but I'll give it to you next week.
Really?
Yeah.
At the wedding. Oh, Ed's here.
Hey, Ed.
Hello, Lance. I don't know where that came from, sorry.
It was good.
Was that okay?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Hello, Lance.
Cartoonish.
Hey, guys. I think who that could be. Like, what's that character?
What's that character, yeah. It feels like a sitcom-y neighbour.
Yeah, crap.
And that's his catchphrase. Hello, lads.
I feel like just jump up, like, from the...
There's a kind of a recognition.
In the garden next door.
Yeah. Hello, lads.
With a garden shears.
Yeah.
Hello, lads.
What's that Tim Allen show?
Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Do you remember the hat?
You can't see him. You never see him. You just see the top of his head.
Yeah. It's like that.
It's very good, that was.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you.
And I shout over the fence, hello, lads. And that's it.
Mm. That's all you ever
say. That's all I ever say.
But everyone loves it every time it comes out. Ah, fucking love when he says that.
You're that guy.
Yeah.
That's what you're like.
That's what
I'm you are.
I'm the fence guy.
You're like that. That's what it was. That's what I was
you,
thinking.
That is.
And he said Home Improvement. And then that's what I was thinking. That's who you are.
I've been summed up. Beautiful.
We pieced it together.
Thanks.
We figured it out, lads.
Yeah.
That's who Ed is.
We'll do a podcast.
What are you like? Yeah, go on. We've got to get on with it.
Let's pod.
He's took me see.
Oh, do you want to say it again?
No, we felt the power for a couple of weeks there.
Strong, isn't it?
It is strong. I was getting ahead of myself. Need to be taken down a peg. Even last week, I was telling Terence what to do and all.
Oh.
And nobody tells Terence what to do.
Nobody.
But for some reason, I can.
And he does it?
Yeah.
Oh. What is it? How do you do it? Teach us the way.
I don't know what it is. It's that chair. I can't even describe it. It's like when I sit in the chair, I just turn into, like, y'all won out the weakest link or something.
Anne Robinson.
Anne Robinson, yeah.
When you wear the black, you're halfway there.
Yeah, like a chaser I am. What would they call me? What would my chaser name be? The big beast, the young fella. You're up against the big beast, the young fella.
Oh shit, how am I going to get past the big beast, young fella? He's good, man.
You'd probably have to shorten that down. The big fella.
Yeah, it has an Irish connotation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Michael Collins. You'd be the Michael Collins of the chase.
Yeah.
Hopefully not to its full realisation. You get shot on the way home. But anyway.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully not, yeah.
There is an Irish fella on, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it the fella that was on Eggheads? Irish fella that's on Eggheads. I hate Eggheads.
I hate them. Yeah. They're also smug.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And the same with University Challenge. The questions are too hard. If you don't know the questions, then these game shows are pointless.
Pointless
is a good one, man. Pointless is a good one.
And it's very pointless.
But your man, the Irish fella that was on Eggheads, he won the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He got the £1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And the fella that's on The Chase was a contestant on The Chase before he was a chaser.
Was he?
The Irish fella, yeah. Curly head fella.
I don't know who the Irish fella is on the...
Let me see now.
You'll have to search that one. Curly head fella, you know the one I'm talking about.
No.
He's a TikTok and all. He's always posting TikToks.
Do you know what shit? Pointless. Your man... That created Pointless. He's fucking loaded. You know the fella that sits on the laptop?
Yeah.
So not Armstrong, not your man James Armstrong. What's his name?
So you got Alexander Armstrong. And you're thinking of Richard Osman.
Richard Osman. He created the show.
He is a legendary TV producer. He was the head of Endemol, who'd have come up with Big Brother. His list
he's
of
the
credits,
head of Endemol.
He was for a while. His list of credits is frightening. And then he has his own show, which is kind of like an amalgamation of different kind of game show games. But he is also a multi-million selling author. The Tuesday Murder Club, I don't know if you've, like, it's one of the most successful books in the world of the last couple of years.
The Tuesday Murder Club?
Something like that, yeah. Oh. Thursday, maybe.
Have you heard that book?
No.
Well, maybe he's not that successful then. Yeah. Maybe he's a failure.
Well, I'm probably not a good barometer
for
books.
But he is an incredible, his brother is in Pulp.
Is he?
Mm. The band?
The band, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
My knowledge of books stops at Harry Potter.
There you go.
Good books.
Dara Ennis is the chaser, the Irish.
That's who it is, yeah. Okay. Dara Ennis. Mm. She'll get him on the podcast. Yeah. See if we can beat him.
He'd be fascinating.
Just do a stall of questions and he's just cornered.
How do these people know everything?
I think they're just laptops or something. Mm. They just have access to the internet in their head.
They just know everything. Everything. Just, ask them a question.
I think it's just practice, isn't it? Like really, and just like gaining knowledge over years and just going to different quizzes all around the place. Like, yeah. And just keep going and going and going. And then
there's an art form to it, I think, with the quizzes. You get to know... For example, I think if you're a good pub quizzer, you can, like, for example, if you're covering the Roman stuff, know all your Roman numerals. Know your big time, like...
The most important periods in history and stuff, the kind of key
top
points
stuff,
that would be asked, like...
But there's so much, like, general knowledge is so general. It's so wide. They just know everything.
Broad.
Are you good? Would you like a good pub quiz?
Nah, I'd be shy.
I love it.
I love a good pub quiz. Oh,
yeah. Maybe, like, film and TV would be a good category for me, but, like... When it comes to like history or science or anything like that, I'd be fucked.
Mm.
I just go, Back to the Future. Marty McFly.
A Bunsen burner.
What's the chemical for water? Fucking Indiana Jones.
Correct.
You got it.
I'm just standing up like that. You're joking me.
It was fucking Indiana Jones. What a guess. What a guess.
And everyone's in on it.
Oh yeah.
And they just feel sorry for you, but you think you're fucking brilliant. You end up going onto the chase then, and they're all in on that as well, and you just think you're this like quiz master, but they're all just laughing at you. There's books and films written about you and all.
This legendary quiz master that just guesses all the answers right, just guessing it.
Always surprises himself. So,
1872. Yeah. Yeah. How the fuck did you know? What I'm doing.
When was Celtic founded? 2014.
Winston Churchill. Yeah. Correct.
Marty McFly, Back to the Future. For every question. Yep. You
He's
got it.
Fucking genius.
And just as you're dying, then you lean in and whisper into your ear.
It was all.
We're all in on it.
We're all in on it. Just got like
you're
that.
You're a fucking idiot.
If you went into school now, like today, and sat your leaving cert this week, without studying.
Would you pass it?
How well do you think you'd do?
I'd fail it. I'd be confident in saying I'd fail it. Especially maths.
You don't think you could kind of scrape a pass?
No. I'd probably fail with flying colours. Probably, yeah.
Would you pass your driving test?
That's a good...
I wouldn't.
But the theory test. The theory test. I'd like to... I always thought, yeah, it's easy. You know, you can do it. And so I booked the theory test for a motorcycle because I want to get a bike, a motorbike. And... I failed it because I didn't study for it because I thought it can't be that hard. Yeah, it can't be harder than the... But it is, yeah, it's different. That different vehicle, so it's a different test, man. I'm an idiot.
I would have gathered that now.
Yeah.
Would have had to study for it.
It was a waste of money.
Yeah. Do it again and study and then get a bike and go around the Harley.
I think Terry's doing his theory at the moment, isn't he?
Did he not get a car? I heard he got a golf
bought the car and he sits in it.
Outside
and just gets a feel for it, but then
he's just on the steering, holding the steering. He's like, one day,
just rubbing the steering wheel, and kind of like,
like a child going,
yeah, he's in it like that, just parked up outside the gaff,
like Maggie Simpson, yeah.
The car fella, have me own car fella, and then someone taps on the window, they're like, get a photo.
You're on the podcast, aren't you?
TBX, I'm a subscriber. Yeah, no, I think I'd fail the leaving if I said it now. But the only question in Irish I'd get is like the fucking, no, when it was like Drake and Josh, or Screwdoodle, a quid B or whatever it was, and it was like Drake and Josh. And you just go, yep, I'll take that one.
Even the French, like the stuff that you'd have to say in your oral exams, so fucking basic. Like I have a family. There are two brothers in my family. I like to play football.
It's just like word, like sentences you're not going to say if you speak Irish, like.
And if you do, you're just the lamest, most boring person in the world.
It's like, what the fuck?
Going
up
to the Gael talk and being like, I like chocolate.
What the fuck is up with Stephen Hawking over here?
Zero game yeah. in the Gael talk, yeah.
He is shy crack.
Minus on Rizuk.
I don't know what that one is.
No Riz.
No, oh, minus no Riz, yeah.
We just found out what Riz actually meant.
Yeah. It means cool, like kind of have a bit something about you, isn't it?
It's from charisma.
Yeah. Charisma. The Riz in charisma. Mm.
It also means skins, Rizless.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rizzler. That'd be a good nickname for someone. Here's the Rizzler. Yeah, you go in now. I'm at the hot box and the place over. They're all like that. Did you send an email today, did you?
Tell me, speaking of Rizzlers, you designed your menus for...
Speaking of Rizzlers.
Yeah, what the fuck? What's the connection? Paper? Just paper?
Paper, yeah.
Wow.
They're actually giant skins.
You designed yeah, you the just menu lick on them the skin.
And, yeah, and then like fold them and shit. Like, so after you finish your dinner, you can just make a big, huge joint.
Nice old cone.
That's the dessert.
Big fat yolk.
I'm hoping that's dessert.
That is the fucking Brian Graham look lovely roll up plain yolk there off them Rizzler menus. I made them myself, I did.
The menu.
There's a great website called Canva.
Oh yeah.
Of course you know. Everyone knows Canva, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was the only one that knew.
You have the inside track on this. Yeah. No one's going to be able to design menus.
But it's fucking handy, like. It's easy as well to like make something really nice for the wedding. Like food menus in particular, as we're talking about. I could make a business out of that.
But did you design what the food was?
Yeah, well, I got the proof menus off the venue and then I made the menus from that.
Okay.
All the allergies and all that, fucking telling you.
Crustaceans, no crustaceans and stuff.
Yeah. Nuts and crustaceans, is that it?
Huh?
What?
That's on the main.
Crustly.
You can choose between nuts or crustaceans, beef or salmon. But what are the allergies that you have to watch out for?
I'm not too sure. It just said like G3 and stuff like that. Okay. And I was like, okay, that must mean like fucking nuts.
Nuts, yeah.
Or something. I feel like people are only allergic to like nuts and dairy. Yeah. So it's grand.
But did you make it funny? If you were designing the menu yourself, you could have made it funny. Did you, like, is the start?
I can't even make it funny because it has to be on point. Like, because I went over with like two or three.
To the hotel?
Yeah, yeah. So I made one and then they gave it to the chef like to look over it and he gave notes back and then I had to do them notes on the menu. So if I put down like a lion bar as dessert, he'd be like, can't do that, pal. You have to do another one.
But even whatever it is, like, could you just make, like, let's say it was like chocolate ice cream. Could you just say like...
Chalky ice cream.
Brown ball of ice or something, yeah.
Nah.
No.
Because it'd be on them. They'd probably get complaints or something. Do you think they get complaints?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want no brown ball of ice. What the fuck is that? I'm allergic to brown balls and ice.
Or cow. Cow's arse.
Yeah. Chicken. Steak, can you... A bit of bok bok. A bit of bok bok with gravy and scallion mash.
That would have been fun if you could do that. And then just like, if you don't like it, lump it or something like.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like it, there's a McDonald's down the road.
Maybe if you had your wedding in a pub. You could do that.
That's not a bad idea. Somebody who's doing, she's getting married, but she's doing it the afters and stuff in her house because it's too expensive. It's so expensive. Obviously, you know yourself how expensive it is, but she's doing it in her house, in her back garden. That's where she's having the reception.
It's a great shout.
Is it? But is that a nice back garden?
I'm sure she'll.
Is someone
it.
You know, look?
No, I don't know. Moira said to me that someone was doing it. Yeah. I don't know if it's someone that she knows or if it's someone that.
Sure, all Americans get married out that back.
Yeah, but
they have big lakes. Big lakes. And they have like pretty a lot of money. Like, and
a lot of money.
It looks like a movie.
Mm.
I think you're just looking at movies.
I think so.
The Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, because I've never seen a fucking American wedding in real life. It's just been in the film. So I just presume they all have lakes and lovely houses and lovely gardens and loads of money.
Every house comes with a lake.
That's mad.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah. And a speedboat.
And a well.
Well,
and a dock, yeah, there has to be a dock
and a pool house,
yeah, a pool house, yeah, yeah, for the boat, a boat house,
yeah, for a big boat, big like Lamborghini boat
for the affairs. You have to have a little,
yeah, yeah,
outhouse to conduct your illicit activities.
Like, I don't think you could have like a wedding out of back garden in Finglas.
I don't know, I've seen some nice back gardens out there.
My man's back's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could get married.
It's long. It's big back.
You could hire out the dinosaur.
That's gone.
As
No, it's not. Still there.
Okay.
It's still there.
Gee, my heart.
The face on him. Oh, he looked distraught, man.
I didn't even get up.
My reason to live. There we go. Make it part of the old wedding offering.
Yeah. Get married in front of the dinosaur.
Yeah.
A dino wedding.
There you go.
And I made the table plan on an A1 foam board.
So you were asking out on the balcony.
In the pool house.
In the pool house.
About the politics of the table seats. And politics. Who sits where. And
Yeah.
It was a fraud.
Was it hard to come to the decision?
It's hard because some tables are 9 and others are 10 because like there would be like single people going as well. Like, And that kind of fucks it up because if you have couples, you can do 10 on a table then. But I fucked it up a little bit.
Fucked it up?
No, I didn't. It's just like fucked up the order and like how it kind of looks and how it should look, but it's grand. I have it here. You'll be impressed.
You're so proud of it, aren't you?
All these strangers to me seated in a circle. Yes. You've done well there.
There's the menu.
That's long. It's long.
It's a long.
It's not like A4. That's like a scroll.
It's like a scroll, but it is on an A4 paper, but it's all like condensed in and like I just like took off the greys like, and then it's just like straight down. But it's long enough. Like it's nice.
You've spelled cocoa noodles wrong.
Fuck!
I just want to tell you.
I'm waiting for someone at the wedding to say he's not spelling that wrong. Then that's the table plan.
Oh, it's a big table. Did they all have names?
Yeah, you're on. You're on table 12.
Table 12.
Ooh, 12. Of 14. Sorry, but friends and family.
That's way down the list, man. I'm in the back. I'm in the hall.
But that's where Jerry's down there as well. And that fuck all of you. So you're all the riffraff. Can't be having myself aligned with yous.
Are the tables named? Is that teams?
No, we have like, I've done them as well. Table numbers. But it's like photos of me and Amy when we were that age. Like,
that's nice.
That's
so
great.
It's like one is one and two is two. But I kind of didn't have any photos like of when I was like after like 12 or something. It's all
you're like
really
Jesus
young.
Christ.
And it's like, that's like table 14. I'm definitely like 6 in it.
He doesn't look 14 in this. It's a really tiny 14.
We bought they're in like photo frames with stands on them. Mm-hmm. Like gold trim on the end, on the edges like, and like clear glass. Obviously.
That's a nice touch now.
But we got them in pennies for like 5 quid a pop.
100%.
And done Canva for free like.
There you go, man. You're saving, pinching pennies, to, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it's
And done. Then that table plan cost me like 38 quid to get printed on a foam board. And like I was asking around and like looking on bleeding Etsy and all that, and they were like 400 like.
Wow.
So, look, it could be an avenue after the wedding.
The wedding
I'm
planner.
Not saying, I never know.
Jeez, man. You're thinking about it.
Imagine for every wedding he organises photos of him and Amy on the table.
No, just kept like reused their stuff and it was just like air menus, like an air. That's what you're saying, air photos.
Yeah. Who's that? Shit.
But yeah.
Oh shit, Joe McGuckin's going to be at this wedding.
No way. Is that Willa?
Table 12.
Is that your man Willa White, the comedian?
Is Willa going?
Yeah.
Ah, yes, good. Good stuff. Are you excited, man?
Oh, yeah, I am,
yeah.
It's all done now, so like I can take a little bit of a back seat and just enjoy the build.
All the hard work's done, man. All you have to do now is enjoy it.
Yeah. Haven't wrote a speech yet.
Speak from the heart.
That's what I'll do.
Off the cuff, man.
Like to thank me, Matt, and Hunky Doherty's and all the rest. Do what Bernard done on it.
You should get loads of Hunky Doherty's for the tables and just show.
People get crisp walls. You ever see them at weddings?
Crisp walls?
There's like walls of like crisps hanging on like little fucking pegs.
Ugh.
That sounds string.
Individual crisps.
Not actual, like packets. Like.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were individuals, but it's all stale, man.
Take a packet of crisps.
You just do that.
All hunky dories.
Oh yeah,
man. I would rather that. Like people have cakes and little things like that, like cocktail sausages and stuff. Packet of crisps on the table, man.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I
remember donut walls was a thing for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Just a load of selection boxes, man. Christmas selection boxes, out of day chocolate, just sticking on
a
table.
Just a box of roses on every table.
Hey, now you're talking.
I might do that crisp wall thing. Just last minute. It'd be handy to do. Like,
easy peasy.
Just got a load of pegs from pennies.
Yeah, literally. and a load of twine.
What would you put it on? Too high. Just make them a little bit out of reach.
Yeah.
And then people have to kind of Spider-Man.
Get on shoulders together.
Yeah. And maybe that's some of them might hurt themselves. Yeah.
That's the catch. If you want a packet of crisps, you have to get on someone's shoulders.
Hunger Games.
Yeah. Hungry Games.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Crip Ball.
Hunky Games. There we go.
I'll just get a load of ones from like Lidl and that.
Oh, yeah.
Like okie dokies and
that. Okie dokies.
Budget's a bit tight, you know, so we're going to get one of the next best thing, you know. Same factory.
Imagine you started doing ads for okie dokies.
I'd love to.
Where you don't shout at the crips, you just like whistle at them or something. You do something a little bit different, like, ooh.
Yeah, like. There's another one. Okie dokies, hunky dories, and howdy dowdies.
What's the howdy dowdies now?
They're in Aldi, I think.
Oh, are they?
Could be the other way around. Oh, you know me, fucking crips, man. Do you know what I mean?
There you go. That could be your subject on Eggheads or Mastermind or whatever.
Just one fucking. One egg, just crisps.
Darren like, Conway, what is the knockoff version of hunky dories in Aldi?
Okie dokies.
Yes. You just won £1 million. What would the fake options be if you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So there's okie dokies, kooky lookies,
mooky bookies, sooky lookies, and gadoopy doopies.
You're like, oh, I think I'll have to go 50-50 on this one, please.
Just to play with them as the million question. And then ring me phone a friend, just say, crisp question came up. Yeah, I just thought I'd ring you to let you know I'm after winning £1 million.
I went to the Capitol over in America, in Washington, when I was over there, where they had the riots, the January 6th riots.
Oh, yeah.
And we were queuing up to get into it. And whoever was in charge came over to us and said, there's no drinks, no food, and no aerosols. So if you have them, you need to throw them out here because there's no lockers inside. You can't leave them anywhere.
Pockets full of deodorants.
We had sun cream. We had fucking aerosol sun cream because it was for the kids. And we just got it. And it was £20 for a little small bottle. And we only got a small bottle because we were flying home in a couple of days and we wanted to bring it on the plane. So that's where we had a small bottle. And we went. I says, right, I'll fucking stash it in the bushes over here. And I went over to the bushes and then a Secret Service agent with a machine gun came over and stood out to look at what I was doing. And then I seen him and I kind of panicked. And I went, Ollie, come over here and eat the crisps before I throw them out. So then I had to pull him over and he was eating the crisps and your man just kind of felt a little bit awkward and he stumbled away. So I end up throwing out the crisps and the drink, but I says, I'm going to stash the aerosol can, and I put the aerosol can under a bush, and as the queue was getting shorter and we were moving up, the same Secret Service guy came up looking through all of the bushes to see what the fuck I was at, and he found me aerosol can. He threw it in the bleeding bin. Prick.
Jeez.
Just leave it there. It's a sun cream. Yeah. The fuck am I going to do with some sun cream? And we done the tour and we went in, we after the tour was over, went up to the tour guide, said to him, what's with the aerosols? No aerosols and no water or no crisps allowed, what's up with that? And he said, I said, is it because of the January 6th riots? Like, they just clamped down, he's a lot more secure because of that. And he said, no, it's actually been since 9/11. What the fuck has 9/11 got to do with it? 9/11 didn't happen because someone had sun cream in their pocket. Like, yeah.
That's the only explanation he gave.
He said, yeah, since 9/11, they've just been a lot more.
I wouldn't expect it in that scenario. Like, well, I expect it going onto a flight. And the way they have the precautions. But for that, like, I feel, what's a bit of sun cream going to do?
Or suppose
you can
get
the gases into them, though. That's what they do, isn't
it? Yeah, like, you can hide anything, I suppose.
Yeah. Man, it's bullshit. It's such fucking bullshit. And the power trip that they're on, it's... I had loads of coins because I couldn't spend me coins. Because I didn't know what a quarter was or what a dime was. So I just had a pocket full of coins. And when we went into the White House, you have to go through metal detectors and stuff like that. And they give us like a little dog bowl to put your phone and stuff into. And I was like that, scraping out all the coins out of my pocket. And I was like, here, giving them all them. And then on the other side, I couldn't pick the coins out of the bowl. And I was there for ages picking each one up individually. And your man was like, come on, man. And I was like, I'll get it now in a minute. And the more I was like, come on, Joe, will you? And I was like, just the pennies make pounds. Like, just give me a second. I'm going to get it out. And the face on your man. He wanted to shoot me. He wanted
he
to use
shot
that
you.
Uzi. Imagine.
And he wouldn't be convicted.
No.
There isn't a court in the land.
I seen him reaching for his pocket.
There's something in those coins, man. Something in the coins. It's weird over there, man.
What was the White House like?
You just went...
Did you get a glimpse of the man himself?
No, didn't get to see him.
No.
But every president that gets in, they get to rearrange the White House and they can move... There's portraits
like moving into a new house.
Yeah, exactly. I think they have hours. Like, they change it to the way each president wants in hours. As soon as... What's it? January 20th is when the sitting president leaves. And that same day, a whole team of people go in and design the house the way the new, the incoming president wants it. So they move around all the paintings and they put, like in the main hall, there was a big poster of, a big painting of Barack Obama, and Donald Trump had moved that, got rid of that, and put up a new painting of him when he got shot in his ear.
Stop.
And he has his fist up in the air, like right in the middle, in the main hall.
Oh my God.
He's a fucking lunatic.
That's mental.
It's crazy.
Unsurprising though, really.
Huh?
It's unsurprising.
It's not, yeah, it's unsurprising.
Got a little, you know.
Oh my God.
You are joking me. And listen, Joe's just taken off his jumper to reveal.
He has a MAGA t-shirt on.
Oh my God.
Everyone has them over there. It's not strange. Everyone's gone around.
It's strange here.
Would you wear that around the streets of Dublin now?
Obviously, I'm wearing it here as a joke, but I want to go out for a coffee and see what people react like.
Do I be happy?
I want to go down by Bambino's and see the looks I get.
Down Drury Street. Oh my God. You'd have cheese and wine thrown.
Would you walk down the road
Absolutely
with him?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's nice though, isn't it?
It fits you very well, I have to say.
It is a nice, it's a medium.
How much was that?
This was $25.
Did you get that in the White House?
Where is it made? Did you check where it's made?
I didn't. It's probably made in China. Well, can you see the back?
Hold on a second. Made in Pakistan.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's so funny, isn't it?
Made in Pakistan.
It'll cost $50 now with the new tariffs.
That is so good. I've never seen one in the flesh.
Put that hoodie back on.
It's really given me a visceral reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing one in reality. I think a hat's probably worse, but a t-shirt.
I got a bit of a fright like when he...
Yeah, I got like, oh, Jesus.
Shit.
It's real.
It's weird when you see people, like I'm wearing it ironically, but when you see people actually going around with the hats on.
And they're proper invested, look.
They love it. They love them. Like, they fucking love them. And in Washington, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but in Washington, they're hugely Democratic. They're very, very liberal. Like 97% of people voted Democrat. But the ones that like Trump, love him. And outside of Washington, in different states, Florida, love him. They fucking love him. There was a fella who came up from Florida to see the play, and he bleeding loved Trump.
He bleeding loved him.
Loved him. Like, I think he's doing great things. You know, he's making America great. Like, we lost our way and stuff, and now we're finding our way back to the way we were. And you're just like, Jesus, man. Fucking hell.
Can't imagine there's many Trump-loving Beckett fans. You wouldn't have thought.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. I know, there's not a lot of Trump-loving theater fans in general.
Did you get a t-shirt for the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Same one?
Hats, t-shirts, bottles.
Just, I'll get a big family portrait in the garden with the dinosaur.
Make America great again.
Did you think you were going to see him walking around?
No. No.
Would he have to be like secure in there, like for people that are coming down tours? Like, he wouldn't be able to be seen, like, would he?
He's in a different... The White House is big.
Yeah.
The White House and would the Oval Office. Like,
would he have been around there anyway, somewhere?
He was in the building when I was there. Like, that's where he lives. People, like, the presidents live in the White House.
Mm.
So does the vice president. I think that's weird.
What? But
the vice president lives in the White House. I think it's weird that I feel like they bunk up together.
Bunk beds, like stepbrothers.
Yeah. J.D. Vance and Donald Trump going tops and tails. Oh.
God, that's so odd. I didn't realise that Vance is there as well with his family.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
Unless it's like an outhouse.
Like, do they watch TV together?
Probably.
Oh my God.
That's mad.
Isn't it?
It is mad.
What do they watch?
Making coffee in the morning. He's like, would you like one?
Yeah, the Cheerios are all gone. It's China.
You know.
The China.
The China virus.
China, you know.
They're not very nice.
They're eating the dogs. Springfield. I know. They're eating the dogs.
I've seen it. There's videos.
There's proof.
You're like a wasp, you are.
You're like a dying wasp. That's what you're like. It's in the shoulders, isn't it? Yeah, no. No more Jerry impressions on this podcast. Thank you. All Jerry though.
You should do the wedding speech and as Jerry.
Nah.
Ah, come on.
You have to.
No.
For the banter.
For the banter. I'll do it as Trump. And you can stand up wearing that poxy t-shirt.
He decided to get this t-shirt.
You could fix that to say, make Amy great again.
Oh, you could.
I think that's even worse now.
Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, that's not good.
It's like saying that she's not great. Yeah. She was at one point in time.
I retract. I was just going by the letters.
Just say, make Amy great. And don't say again. Or make Amy again.
Make Amy again. It's like Black Mirror or something. I went home crying like... Like that.
Hey, the Pope's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Is that worth talking about?
Is he? Only best.
Fuck. I was like, oh, no, Darren.
Do you know what? Let's relive some of our most memorable Pope memories.
Okay.
I've only got one.
Go for it.
And it's when he was going through Ballymun.
Oh, yeah.
And he waving. Yeah. Remember?
When he came
and all the upbrows are like just going, yeah, we're up the Pope. The Pope fella. Like, what was he thinking?
Oh, Franco.
You're a Frankie. He went to...
He was so fucking driving around the day before.
In his Kia.
The day before he died, like.
Well, he wasn't
driving... He was getting driven around.
J.D. Vance met him before he died, the day before he died. He went, I know you've been in bad health, I know you were sick, but you seem to be doing better now, like you're looking good now, so I'm glad to see that you're doing well.
Coursed him.
Dead the next day. What a fucking idiot.
That's the final straw.
Fucking imagine your last day, you see J.D. Vance.
Who's the next Pope?
It remains to be seen. You know the process of, you know the conclave, you know what the conclave is?
Nope.
So there's like 135 cardinals. And they put them into
around the world.
In the Vatican.
Okay.
And he put them into the Sistine Chapel, and they lock the door, and they all have to vote for the
big scrap.
They fight to the
fight to the death until there's one Pope standing.
Oh, I'd watch that. I would watch that.
That would be good.
And they all between themselves debate on who the next Pope should be.
They all vote, and they have to get a 2/3 majority for who the next Pope is. The favorite is a fella called Pietro Parolin.
I don't like that name. Wouldn't stick.
Yeah, well, you change your name. Like Pope Francis's name is not Francis.
Oh, is it? They just pick a name for everyone. A universal name.
When you get elected Pope, you give yourself a name. You take one.
Who's the youngest ever Pope?
The first one, St. Peter.
What age was he when he was Pope?
I think he was like in his 30s. He started the church. Like he was one of Jesus' disciples.
Pick a younger Pope now though. Pick someone that's like 19. And then you'd have them forever.
Yeah.
Your life's lifetime and your kid's lifetime. I did see that.
There was one Pope that lived for, that was elected to be Pope, and then he lived for 33 days.
Well, how long ago was that?
Had a conspiracy.
Was that before around.
It was
a long time ago.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
80s?
78. It was not.
I think it was before John Paul.
Jesus.
The second. Didn't last.
Who was your favourite Pope?
He was pretty good. Francis was.
I like John Paul II.
I don't know about him.
What did he do? Did he do anything?
There was a Pope for a while, for many years, a successful Pope. It turned out it was a woman.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Many, 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 like, centuries ago. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, a woman.
Fascinating story, yeah.
My granny has loads of Pope memorabilia.
With John Paul?
Yeah.
They loved him.
Loved him.
Loved him.
So I think I just was brought up to like Pope John Paul II.
He was shot.
He was. Yeah.
Standing in his, that's why they have the glass case over, the Pope Mobile. But Pope Francis got rid of the Pope Mobile and opted for an electric Kia.
A Batmobile.
A little Batmobile.
Mm.
Yeah, 33 days. And there's a lot of conspiracies around why they killed him.
Why did he kill him?
They had an accountant. Like, the church in the 1800s were broke. It was like on its knees. It was very close to becoming gone. And he took a loan off the Rothschilds of billions of pounds, whatever the money was then. They took billions of pounds off the Rothschilds. And then to pay them back, they end up buying loads of property. And they hired, in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they hired an accountant. And they created their own bank, the Vatican Bank, and other banks around the world, in Brazil and stuff like that. And he had an accountant. Roberto Calvi was his name, and he was dodgy, and there was a lot of dodgy money from the mafia and from the Freemasons going through the Vatican Bank, and eventually it all crashed and the bank went under and the church lost loads of money, and this accountant went on the run and he was found hanging in London off a bridge called the Blackfriar Bridge.
When was this?
In the 80s, 1983. The case is still open. They don't know what happened to him because he couldn't have killed himself. They found out that it was a murder. It's officially considered a murder, but they don't know who done it. But they found stones and bricks in his pockets and loads of money in his pockets. And he was hanging from a bridge called the Blackfriar Bridge. And he was also a part of the Freemason group that was called the Blackfriars. And they lost billions because of the church, their investments, the dodgy investments and stuff like that. And then his roommate, who was living with him in London, was found killed, murdered, and bricks and stones in his pockets as well, not long after that. So your man, the Pope, who lasted for 33 days, does conspiracy theories that he was going to expose all of that, because this was at the same time that happened. He was going to expose all the corruption in the church, and he was going to expose all the financial, the dodgy shit that was going on. So they poisoned him with cyanide. That's a theory. Officially, he died of a heart attack, but he was only in his 60s. And
yeah, people in their 60s don't die hard.
Yeah, Pope John Paul I.
Is that who it was?
Died after only 33 days in office. He was elected on the August 26, 78, and died on September 28th. His death is the shortest papacy in history, and various conspiracy theories have emerged surrounding the circumstances of his passing.
Fucking man.
And there's no relation to popes. Like, it's just, like, it's not like a family tree. Like,
mm-mm.
No, it's not like
in any case at all. Like, has there been like a pope that was like related to another pope who's like his uncle or something? Mi umple is the pope now. Like John Paul I and John Paul II. It's just name choices, like. It's not no like relation.
No, they choose that name.
Okay.
So
I used to always think that they were like related because the like the
I
second
used to think
coming
was their name. I used to think that was their real name.
So did I. Until like now.
Fucking hell, you just learned so much on this podcast.
You never do the doodle.
Never do the doodle. I hope the next Pope picks John Paul the Third. Just for me granny. She's 95, like, she'd love that.
She'd love that.
Yeah. 95, like, you know, not much going on.
What pictures did she have up on the wall? Was there, like, Sacred Heart, John Paul, JFK?
She has, do you know what she has in the house? She has, like, this painting was passed down to her, not from her mother, but her granny.
Mm-hmm.
And considering she's 95 now. Talking like a long time ago.
Hundreds,
probably nearly 200 years ago.
Whoa.
Or like 100 and, no, about like 150 years ago.
Maybe. Yeah.
Padre Pio, kneeling down and praying.
Wow.
And I looked it up and it's worth 10 million euro.
Stop it.
And we're just going to hold on to it.
We just
wanted to go up in value, like, you know. So
10 million is not enough.
No, she has that painting, and I always say to myself, that has to be worth a few quid.
It might be, you know.
Yeah.
Just but there's a lot of reprints, like, of that painting. Like, there's like an original of that painting somewhere that's worth like a lot of money. Like.
Yeah.
And then there's reprints. But some, like, reprints are worth money. Like, if it was like the first of a reprint, that'd be worth a lot of money. Yeah, like, but if it's like the 10th version of it, like, you're just like, nothing, worth nothing. But you never know.
Padre Pio was a big one, in the granny's houses.
But people stopped.
She stopped going to Mass, though. A long time ago. She used to go every single fucking week, like, one Saturday evening, like, 7 o'clock Mass, like, religiously, for, like, the whole of my childhood and early teens.
And she stopped?
Stopped.
Why?
I don't know. Don't know. No, I never asked her. And, like, we used to have in the hall, like, you know, fucking the little holy water fucking
font.
Bless yourself before you walk out the door, all that kind of old school stuff. That went as well.
That's interesting. You should ask her.
She must have watched some weird documentary or something one night. Just there.
Bleeding YouTube, man.
Looking at that, getting made, he did.
Watch The Omen.
Yeah, she watched The Omen. this is for you, Damien. And she's just like, wait, I'm going to get rid of all that now, just in case. This is for you, darling. Like, Nanny, no, don't do it.
But it's not even that dramatic. It's just like jumping off a sofa or something. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is for you, darling.
Maybe a step ladder. All right, ladder,
yeah,
push.
Grand love, thanks.
I was just washing the windows, so don't worry.
Oh, God.
Do you love that, Ed?
What a scene.
This is for you, Damien. It's fucking, it's like, I'd say when that was in the picture house, like, picture house.
Oh,
or just because I'm in my nanny's head.
You used to be able to pay with germ jars.
Yeah, we used to get the fucking, the pick and mix, the dolly, you're going the dolly mixture, say you?
Down the dolly. Well, you get your old bit of mixture.
Yeah, but I'd say when that came out in the cinema and that scene,
I saw it
with the dogs fucking looking at it. Mm.
It's brilliant. The second Omen, I think, is better.
Shy.
I love the second Omen. Your man in the ice.
Crap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fourth one's the best.
All right.
Only for that lion. This is for you, Damo. Through the glass. Boom. Oh, graphic. Very graphic.
Yeah, it was.
Billy Whitelaw was the actress who played that woman. Very famous Beckett actress. Would have starred in a lot of Beckett plays. Just to bring it back to you, Joe, I know you're struggling there because we're not
talking about
the play.
Me again.
Yeah. So I saw you. I got your text. Thanks.
A woman in a Beckett play?
A woman?
What? He won't let, his estate won't let any women like play. He's very strict. When he died, like, he made it very clear that he didn't want any deviation of his productions.
He wanted to stay the way it was. I'm sorry to tell you, Samuel, but the world's different now. And the main cast is all women, so get over it.
Keanu Reeves, and you know Keanu Reeves is doing Waiting for Godot in
Is he?
Broadway.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good luck, Keanu.
Yeah, good, yeah, I'm going to be on that study.
Yeah, go and look at John McGuckins. There should be a few clips knocking about. You might get a few lessons, John Wick.
But it's him and the other fella from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Wow.
So that'd be a proper comedy, like.
Yeah. I cried on stage.
Oh.
Oi.
It's like, it's an emotional part, and I wanted to see if I could do it. And one of the days when she came over, and I said, like, give this one everything. And it was a full house, like, and I said, I'll bleed and ham this one up, and I managed to cry.
What were you thinking of? Everyone in your family dying in the house for her.
No. That's too shocking. Like, that's not sad. That's like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's not, like, you're not going to cry about that. You're going to be like fucking, like, a statue of emotionlessness.
It was at the end of the run, so I was kind of reflecting on how lonely and stuff it was. And I just kind of, the words that I'm saying is a little bit emotional as well, so that helped. And I just kind of made myself sad and cried.
Yeah.
Was impressed by myself. I impressed myself.
Did you?
I was proud.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Isn't that good?
What people saying to you?
Cry back.
Wow.
People are going, oh, you crying?
All right, mate. Relax, look.
Yeah, a bit much. Fucking, it's only a small crowd.
Fucking
man.
Hell, Washington DC ain't that bad. We know you didn't even get a Benny ball, but like fucking same as any burrito ball in fucking the world.
It was only a nickel in that Washington bowl. Relax. Jesus.
I didn't even
it's only care. A fucking bottle of Canada off sun cream. Like, fucking Jesus Christ.
Imagine that's what you went for in your head. I bypassed your entire family dying.
Jesus, it's only 20 fucking euro. Like, Jesus, I gotta get, just buy another one. Like, imagine he's on the stage, he's crying, thinking of the fucking bottle of looking sun cream that.
Wailing.
I wonder where he's going, and like, really, where he's.
Where's he going?
For, and they're all like, oh, that fucking deodorant, I'll never get over it.
That fucking.
Samara's asking you, what were you thinking of? How did you get
You're thinking
it?
Of me.
Fucking.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
It's too deep. It's $20 worth.
Just taking that 20 quid.
Oh, God.
Thanks very much for listening to that. Fellas and girls.
Boys and girls.
Fellas and ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And them.
Everyone.
Everyone. All of you.
Anyone.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks
very much
for listening.
Yeah.
Ed, including
thank you.
No, here, oh man.
Hello, lads.
Goodbye, lads.
Goodbye, lads.
Ah, you have to ruin it because he only's allowed to say the other one because he only has one line in the programme.
Okay.
It's just hello, lads.
Hello, lads.
We pay by the word.
Okay, that's good.
Like a little game show host as well, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
An intro.
Yeah, a little.
Hello, lads.
It's good. All right. I feel like just doing a video, and you're gonna be the you just do dub me like.
Yeah.
Or dub him or what? Do you know that way? And it's just like, whose voice is that?
He thinks he's cool.
Yeah.
This character thinks he's cool.
Yeah.
He's trying really hard to fit in.
He's trying to kind of be down with the kids.
Yeah. Hello, lads.
Yeah. Is it a little creepy?
A bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I could see you like...
I'm getting a...
In a sitting room at like your son or daughter's deb's. And they're just like, pops how's everyone doing?
Pops his head around the door.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm just, lads.
Hello. Here he is. I'm just in the sitting room. Walk away. He's look great. How are you?
How are you, Mr. Smith?
No one ever sees him drinking, but he probably smells like drink.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But says he's off it like years.
Yeah, were you drinking? No.
No. Fuck off, lads. Turns into a mean drunk.
Yeah. Instead of hello, lads. Fuck off, lads.
Fuck off, lads.
Don't accuse me of drinking. I wasn't fucking having such a drink in weeks.
You're fucking building a wall in the fucking garden without my permission.
What are you all doing? I didn't know you were. Why didn't you text me? Why didn't you text me? I didn't know you were going out.
There's a big tree in the back blocking the sun. I want to get rid of it.
Goodbye, lads.
Goodbye, Ed.
Goodbye, lads.
Goodbye, friends.
Goodbye, listeners.